And now, with his Lenten connection, here's Father Chris Sarkis.
Truth? What is truth? These words, asked by Pontius Pilate of Jesus Christ, are some of the saddest words in Scripture, revealing the inner emptiness of all who fail to recognize truth hidden beneath the very rejection of truth, the cross on which hangs truth itself. Today, Good Friday, we gaze silently upon Christ, the truth of God. The cross is the bridge that reunites us with God, and over which we cross with Jesus, our sacrificial victim, from sin and death to eternal life with God. From the moment of his birth, the cross was at the center of Jesus' life. It must be at the center of our life too, if we are to be his followers. There is no other way. If you want to be my follower, then take up your cross and come after me, said Jesus. Without the cross, there is no mercy or forgiveness, no hope or faith, no salvation or redemption. Today, so many people run from the cross looking for truth, meaning, and purpose for their lives, only to find themselves on an endless treadmill of worldly pursuits, whose ephemeral pleasures pass as quickly as their fleeting experience. Do not run from the cross. If Christ had to suffer to save us, then we too must share in his suffering, if we are to also share in his life. Truth has been proved by its actions, and Christ still gazes upon the world from Calvary, pouring forth mercy and love from his pierced heart upon all who would receive it. There is no easy way to redemption, as Jesus taught, only the way of the cross. If we run from the cross, we run from Christ. If we embrace the cross, we find Christ and discover truth and ourselves. Draw near to Jesus today and let him lift you up to the cross. By no other means can you be saved. With the sorrowful mother of Jesus, who stood with steadfast love and faith by her son's cross, let us embrace the cross today with the same love and faith, and receive from it mercy, grace, forgiveness, hope, and life. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.